KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time 8:19. Cloud cover with rain nearby, both to our east and west now. 66 degrees, high of 71 with showers and thunderstorms possible through and really likely through mid-afternoon, and then another chance, slighter chance coming in here for tonight. The farmers market has been through its winter season over the last several months, and the regular season begins this weekend. Coordinator Tricia Fullerton joining us here as our newscast continues at 8:20 this morning.
We move outdoors beginning this Saturday at the Farmers Market parking lot at 7th and Merchant. Tricia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Are you excited and ready to go this weekend?
I am. There's a lot going on this weekend, and we're excited to be part of it this weekend.
What has you excited specifically about the market here and officially getting the regular season started at 8 a.m. Saturday?
You know, it's always fun when we first get to move back outdoors. We're looking at new things coming in. Asparagus started coming in at our last market indoors. So we get that time where everyone's growing things, they're excited about that, and we start seeing new things popping into the market every week. So that's a lot of fun.
So you're looking at a good number of vendors then that will be on hand this weekend?
I think we'll have a great number of vendors. We have some returning, so we'll have some of those frozen meats that you can pick up at the farmers market, which is a wonderful addition that we have. We have some other new vendors coming in. We started with some new produce vendors last year. So as we get more into the summer season, you'll see those vendors coming in. And that's the fun thing about as we get going. You never know what you're going to find at the market each week. New vendors start coming in. The produce changes as we go, so it's a whole lot of fun.
Are we looking at, say, some baked goods and some other tasty items coming in addition to the official garden produce?
Always, yes. We always have Chad the Bread Man is always with us, and he has such a variety that he offers all the time. We love that, and he shops our vendors and brings as much of the local food in as he can and just has a new recipe every week. It's great to see what Chad brings in to the market. We also have other vendors who do some sweet breads and things like that. We have jellies, so you can pick that up at the market. Just a great variety of things, and we're always excited to see what different things our vendors try. We have one doing vinegars now that are seasoned with herbs, so that's a really neat addition that you can pick up at the market.
So, Tricia, any special farmers market specials that people can take advantage of Saturday?
Yeah, we're going to have market bucks for kids, first of all. So if your kids are coming out with you to the market, and we love that, we'll be handing out market bucks to kids so that they can do some market shopping. We're going to have a drawing for a $25 gift certificate so you can do some of your own shopping at the market, and you don't have to be present to win that. You'll be signing up for that, and we will let you know who the winner is. We'll draw it a little later on in the market. And so there are great things like that going on. We've got some music planned. I'm not sure if we'll have live music at our first market, but we definitely do at the next two here in May. We've got it already scheduled. One of the local schools is coming out with some kids to sing, so we're really looking forward to having the live music and some new vendors, again, some stuff that you haven't seen at the market before.
Tricia, how did the winter market go? Because I know that wrapped up just a couple of weeks back. From your perspective, how was the winter market versus past winter markets?
We did. We had a very strong winter market. Our numbers have been increasing, vendor numbers, as well as just the shopping that's going on at the market. That has been increasing over the last couple of years, so that's been very exciting to see. We have a particular vendor, Four Dogs Farm, that has produce throughout the winter, so they have been such a great addition. You can get some of those salad greens and beets and carrots, some of that all winter long, as well as Bob Carr with the Orchard tends to have his apples clear into the first part of the year, and then always has his cider there to offer. So it's been a really good and a very strong winter market. We love our faithful customers that know we're there. We love the ones who support us with ESB and with Waters Hardware. We're so thankful for all that they do to help us to have a strong winter market and to keep our vendors going all winter long.
Well, we're putting the farmers market into drive. During the winter, it was the first and third Saturdays out at Waters Hardware. Now it's every Saturday. When do the Wednesdays pick up? Is that July, Tricia?
So we will start every Saturday here in May, and then when we hit June, our Wednesday market starts.
Okay.
And that's all the way through September that we have two markets every week that you can check out.
Well, we're launching things every Saturday here through the month of May. And when will the bell ring this Saturday morning, Tricia?
The bell rings at 8 a.m. now, and we are Customers are really enjoying that. We have a lot of people coming in right off the start, coming in at 8 o'clock, and we still run until 10:30. We're not stopping any earlier. So 8 to 10:30 every Saturday morning.
Well, Tricia, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck here on the grand opening here of the regular season and all season long through October. Really appreciate your time with us here today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tricia. Tricia Fullerton, a market manager of the Emporia Farmers Market. The outdoor season gets going this Saturday.
All right, and if you want to be part of the morning show, well, this week I think we have one spot that's available.